Did you operate DMR out there?
I tried, but nobody comes back to you. It's like, you know, oh, we don't recognize you. We're not going to talk to you.
That's kind of like what it is here, isn't it? I mean, that's what I experience. That's not the hobby, you know. One of the things people got to remember is if somebody gets on the air, they might be having a problem. And probably some people say, well, they got cell phones. Let them call 911 or whatever. But, you know, I don't know. You don't know what the circumstance is. And it's just, I think, courteous to go back to somebody. And that's what the hobby is. You don't want to discourage people. But there's probably a lot of people do get discouraged and they say, this is not for me.
I just switched over to the Warren. I'm heading too far away from my house. So, I mean, when I hear somebody new, if I'm able to, I'd jump on and talk to them. I think that's the right thing to do. And I think most people on here will do that.
WACIJ, it depends on the time of the day. People are busy working, whatever. You know, there's just not a lot of operators out here anymore. There's a group of us that we're retired. I'm not sitting around collecting dust, but I'll get on the radio and hunt around, throw my call out, telling people I'm calling. And once in a while, I'll bring somebody up, but not too often. And you think there would be more people on, especially during the winter. You know, summer, warmer months, I mean, people are outside. I don't blame them. I'd be outside as well. Go ahead.